What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 41. Is it in you? For January 30th, 2013. Our special guest is a representative from Gatorade, and his name is Aaron Frenzel. All right.
Yes.
Sorry, I spelled a little funny, so I've been calling him, when I've been talking to other people, Aaron Frenkel, but it's Frenzel, and so...
It's not the first time, Jeremy, don't feel bad.
All right, so of course, I am your host, Jeremy Jackson, and with me, Suzette is working the today's meets. Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Claudia. Hi.
Lorena.
And we already heard from Aaron, we'll hear some more from him in a second.
Leslie.
Priscilla.
Karen.
Monica.
Monica is on Twitter, so if you have something for at PHS Sports Med, she'll hopefully read it out there. She tries to catch all that stuff. And then today's meet is Lorena. So if you want to get any of that stuff, you can look at our website, www.passingisd.org/PHS/athletic training. It'll have links for the today's meet, for the Ustream, and that kind of thing. So hopefully our Ustream channel, Kaylin is over on a different computer listening live. Hopefully she's going to be able to tell us whether or not it's choppy or not on the Ustream. It looks like it's good so far because we're watching the back channel. And then we have Daisy Crystal taking pictures. And without much further ado, I think we'll get to Mr. Frenzel. All right, Aaron Frenzel. Oh, he spelled it out for me here on the paper. he has been with Gatorade since early last year and relocated from Dallas when he started working here in Texas. And... All right, so you got he is the market development manager for the greater Houston area, Beaumont, San Antonio. All right, so Aaron, we got to find out something fun about you. Do you run marathons? Do you have dogs? Are you married?
No married, no dog. Plans for a dog in the future. I have a journalism background, so I'm a pretty avid reader. Also do some writing in my spare time, painting, and also stay pretty competitive too as well. Need to get involved in some flag football leagues and stuff that around here, but
painting.
Yeah. I taught myself that a couple years ago.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. All right, so what book are you reading right now?
I am reading a couple books. I'm actually reading the Aeneid, and then I'm also reading a really good book called The Art of Fielding. It was about a year old.
I would
good.
Guess that has to do with baseball.
Yes.
All right. Good. Very cool. So if you're looking for a book, The Aeneid or The Art of Fielding is Aaron's recommendation currently, and I'm sure you could check back with him earlier. So you mentioned a second ago when you were talking to me, you have a journalism background. So you did sports writing, sports casting?
Yes, I did sports journalism. I switched my majors my junior year and did sports journalism and covered I went to the University of Oklahoma, and I covered, I was lead football writer. Did an internship with Sports Illustrated on campus, so I got to actually travel to a few of the games to cover the team and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
Very cool. So he told me he's a very seasoned pro at this kind of thing, so it should be excellent today with Aaron running the show from sitting over there, right?
Yep. Exactly.
All right, so without much further ado, my co-host is going to start us off.
So what did y'all eat for breakfast?
Starting with Susie again.
Nothing.
Fantastic. I think you're 100% on nothing. So three for three. Claudia?
I had a taco.
Excellent. Good. It's better than nothing.
I don't remember.
It was like 4 hours ago. Nothing?
Nothing.
What about you, Aaron?
I stay pretty consistent. I have a smoothie almost every single morning, so that's what I went with this one.
All right, what kind of smoothie?
I usually do frozen banana, whey protein, honey, flaxseed. God, what else do I put in there? Peanut butter, almond butter, and a little chocolate whey, I guess. But it's pretty good.
Nice. Our registered dietitian that we talked to a week or two ago, she said she had a smoothie in the mornings too. So I think it's probably a pretty good, healthy, filling start to the morning.
It's easy too. Just throw it in the blender and. Yeah.
Much better than our nothing breakfast people. All right, so continuing around. Leslie?
I it was that school breakfast, that biscuit they give us.
There's a sausage biscuit?
Yeah.
All right, so again, that's much better than nothing. Much better than nothing.
Nothing.
Priscilla?
The same thing as Leslie, the biscuit.
All right, so school breakfast. Monica?
Hot Cheetos and Rice Krispies.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome. My stomach
is
turned a little bit.
I'm going to have to call your parents and have an intervention. All right. I had a breakfast sandwich and a glass of water because I normally have a glass of chocolate milk and a breakfast sandwich, but we were almost out of milk, and I decided to save it for my beautiful wife and my son. And my wife is probably, Susie, is there anybody listening live?
Three.
All right, so I'm sure one of them is my wife, Kaylin maybe one, and Doc maybe the other, but we'll see how that goes. All right, so Sarah, just in case you're wondering, I saved the milk for you this morning, babe, and for Jonah. All right. So you talked a little bit about your background in photojournalism when you were in college. So how did you get to going from being a sports writer to where you are now? And then where are you from? High school and that kind of stuff.
Right. I always try to keep this answer as brief as possible. I've lived in 5 different states. So I was actually born here in Houston. We moved to Louisiana, which is usually when I'm asked where I'm from, that's usually the easiest way to say it is Louisiana. We lived there majority of my time. Then my family actually moved back there, lives there currently, and that's where a lot of our family's from. And then in between that, they moved back after I graduated from OU. But in between there, we went from Houston to Louisiana to Jackson, Mississippi to Oklahoma, and that's where I went to high school and college, and then eventually moved back to Louisiana. So.
All right. Pretty busy schedule. I'm pretty much from Houston my whole life, so I went to Pasadena ISD, Dobie. So I went to Dobie High School, then I went to Houston Baptist University, and then I worked in Fort Bend, now I work in Pasadena, so I haven't gone very far.
Nice. I work with all those, I guess, or I've been and visited all of those places, so that's good.
Very cool.
And I forgot to mention California. I lived in California for 3 years. So.
Oh my God. You've been everywhere.
I have. Yeah.
Very, very interesting story. why did you pick OU?
My parents were close. I had friends, a lot of friends from high school that were going there. And I really kind of fell in love with the campus when I visited. I had some thoughts about maybe going out of state, going to KU and some other places, but I just thought it'd be nice to stay kind of closer to home. So it ended up working out. Loved it. OU was a great experience. So.
All right. And OU is orange, correct?
No, sir. We are crimson.
Orange is the OSU.
Yes, the evil people up north.
Sorry. See, I was going to say it was foreshadowing of your future career, but
no.
Sorry.
No,
I'll watch
right.
that one.
That's all right.
All right, so
Claudia. Oh, tell us about your job and like exactly what you do.
Sure. Well, again, I'm the market development manager. My territory has been recently expanded from just the Houston area now to San Antonio and Beaumont. I'm also going to be working down in Corpus Christi as well. Typically what I do, I mean, I guess you would say I work in what we call the athletic channel at Gatorade. This is basically going to be concentrating on places that people go to exercise, where people sweat, really, for lack of a better term. A lot of what I do, especially with the high school channel, I work with various athletes, coaches, athletic directors, athletic trainers, and a lot of my focus on the high school channel is education. In addition to that, I also actually branch out to gyms, fitness centers, colleges, universities, sports facilities, sports complexes, and golf courses as well. So kind of all encompassing.
So how much of your time do you spend on the road?
Quite a bit.
You said if you're going to be working in Corpus, San Antonio, Houston, Beaumont, Houston to Corpus is 4 hours, but Houston to Corpus to Beaumont is, I don't know, 6 hours, something like that?
Yeah, it's quite a bit. I got my car was it May? And I think I had 48 miles on it. At this point now, I have over close to 15,000. Cool. And that's not even in a year, so kind of give you an idea of how much driving we do. That's, cool. Again, why the audiobooks come in handy as in the Indian. <so. laughs>
Yeah, I listen to a lot of other podcasts. And so, you know, I live 4 miles from here.
Okay.
So I'll ride my bike to and from work, but, you know, the 20 minutes gives me a, you know, 20-minute podcast or whatever that I can listen to. So definitely like the talk show type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing. So.
Where did the name Gatorade come from?
Gatorade basically almost 50 years ago now started in the summer of 1965 on the campus of the University of Florida Gators. Was basically the origin of it. One of the assistant football coaches at the time had approached the university doctors and was wanting to know why their athletes were having so much heat-related illness and, you know, cramping and and things to that nature that was kind of affecting their performance. So what the doctors did, they did the research and they came up with basically the ingredients of sweat, and they understood that athletes were losing more than just water. They were losing electrolytes, burning carbohydrates and things like that. So they formulated this carbohydrate electrolyte beverage, which became the first flavor of Gatorade. Really, a lot of it was just them mixing it in big vats and squeezing a bunch of lemons in it, and obviously the taste has come a long way since then. But that's really the origin of it, and that's obviously hence Gatorade from University of Florida Gators. There's actually a really interesting book too, if you guys are ever interested in looking up more about the origin of the company and kind of where the whole sports beverage idea came from. It's called First and Thirst, and I believe the author's name is Darren Revelle. And I read that when I was interviewing for the job, and it's actually really an interesting read if you're not necessarily a sports fanatic or anything like that, just to kind of get the idea of where the branding, the marketing, and everything like that came from. It's really interesting. So
First and Thirst.
First and Thirst.
It's basically a history of Gatorade.
Yeah, Darren Revelle. It's got everything from the history of the company and everything like that, and it's got the ideas from behind the marketing and when they first decided to sign Jordan and kind of all went into that, and it's really, really interesting, actually.
Maybe I have to check that out. We have a I don't know. I saw something move on the screen and it distracted me.
It was me. They didn't have names.
Oh, they didn't have your name on there? Alright, so our Miss Stuffy Leslie has the next question. So we're actually gonna get to talking about Gatorade and we're gonna give Aaron a chance to kinda sell us some products here to really allow us to understand what they're doing. And so, Leslie, take it away.
Tell us about your pre, during, and post-workout package.
Sure. As we touched on earlier, Gatorade's cornerstone and the founding of the company essentially is Gatorade Thirst Quencher, the Thirst Quencher beverage that's been around for almost 50 years. That's really to satisfy the during portion, I guess, of your question. Gatorade Thirst Quencher is the classic formula. It's backed by science. It's been around for almost 50 years now. So it's formulated for athletes to take during exercise. Thirst Quencher beverages are just really designed to help you perform your best during the course of a game. They contain key electrolytes, so sodium and potassium, which is what the Gatorade Sports Science Institute has shown through numerous studies are the key electrolytes that athletes lose when they sweat. So in addition to that as well, carbohydrates that are burned, that are essentially your high-intensity fuel that you're burning, and then also the fluid replacement as well. So that's kind of the during portion of it. Gatorade and G2, and I don't even know how many flavors we have now. And then on top of that, the kind of the newer wave, I guess, of Gatorade is the pre and the post-workout. This is kind of still new to a lot of people, and I think that's a good reason why I kind of have my job is to kind of go out there and be on the front lines and help to explain to people what the idea behind these products are, because it seems like most people are somewhat well educated on what actually Gatorade Thirst Quencher can do. So the pre-workout stuff is basically what we call it's our prime products. There's our Gatorade Prime Energy Chew, which is essentially like a little gummy chew, and then there is the Gatorade Prime Energy Drink. And those are coming in a little pouch form. Both of them contain about the same amount of carbohydrates. So there's 25 grams of carbohydrates in both, 100 calories, and then 85 to 90 milligrams of sodium in there, and then I believe 30 grams of potassium as well. So it's really kind of a preload. So to kind of speak to what some of you ladies were talking about, how you guys skip meals and stuff like that, if you guys are competitive athletes and skipping meals, that's definitely what we want to avoid. So and if an athlete goes on the field and it does have an empty stomach, obviously we would rather them eat meals and stuff like that. But if that's not there, these products are kind of in place to kind of help them to have some of that energy level that they might not have missed with an actual meal. And then finally, to answer the part about the post workout or post recovery, we have our recover products. Our first one is our Gatorade Recover Shake. Those have been extremely popular, especially amongst some of the high school setting. Those are one of the products we have. The second one would be the Gatorade Recover Beverage. Those have 16 grams of protein in there, 20 grams of protein in the shakes, and starting to kind of come up with more and more flavors and some new packaging for both of those. But I know that both of those have been very, very popular.
All right, so during all that, you mentioned G2 versus the regular. I think G2, is it less calories?
Yes.
So it's fewer.
Roughly half the calories, right.
All right. I think I tend to like the, well, I'm not a intensity or high-performing athlete, so if I drink Gatorade, it's usually the G2 because it's, I guess it's less thick. I don't know.
It is. It's a little lighter, a little more crisp, I guess, on the taste. It just really, like you said, I mean, it depends on what you're using it for. If you are a team sport athlete and if you are exercising to that degree, especially here in Houston in the summer, if you're a football guy, definitely would suggest you drinking, you know, the classic Gatorade formula. For someone who's kind of just at rest or not necessarily, you know, hitting it really hard, or maybe you're doing a, you know, moderate to light gym workout, you know, G2 would be a product I'd probably recommend to you.
All right, so you mentioned there's the pre, perform, and post. Is perform the, that's the normal, regular, everyday Gatorade?
Yes,
that's the
exactly.
One?
Gatorade Thirst Quencher, the classic Gatorade Thirst Quencher, exactly.
All right, so that just, like if it says perform, that it doesn't really mean it's anything different, because the stuff you buy in the store doesn't usually say perform, does it? Or is that where they're moving towards?
Yeah, it does now. The packaging's kind of starting to change, and everything has the G logo on it, so they're kind of trying to keep that uniform so that there's not so much confusion, because then there's the one, the two, or the three on there. And I think for a while that was kind of confusing for consumers, not necessarily knowing the difference between them and what they were for and the occasions and all that kind of stuff. So, again, that's kind of part of the reason we're out here, is to help to kind of, get everybody on the same page, I guess, so to speak, so and understand, you know, the benefits of all these sorts of different items and what they're for.
All right, so and if you don't know what the G logo looks like and you're listening live, Aaron has given us a beautiful orange banner to hang up for our podcast. So the G logo is giant there, and we'll keep that up there as long as it doesn't fall down. We had some trouble hanging it up earlier.
Yeah, just keep adding staples. I think you should be all right.
Yeah, I don't know, get some screws or nail gun or something.
Yeah.
But, and then he's given us another poster we're going to laminate, hang out in the hallway, kind of educating people about the benefits or the uses of Gatorade there. So maybe you'll see that eventually, or my students will see it eventually. So it's very cool, very cool. There you go.
You were recently in San Diego for work. What was happening there?
Yes, I was. We do our national meetings. So we had our first one last April when a lot of us were first hired in Sarasota, Florida, and then this year we went to San Diego. So obviously they like to spoil us a little bit, which we appreciate. But we have our national meetings, and our headquarters are in Chicago. So a lot of the administrative and the upper management for Gatorade all is up there. And then we have various market development managers like myself and regional development managers throughout the country in 13 key cities across the nation. And so it's really nice when we can all get together, and that's really what that week is for. So we all got together, and so now that we've all been there for about a year, we were able to kind of give each other some ideas as far as best practices and things that are working in individual markets. Basically touched on some of the things that were working well for us last year, some things that we want to improve upon for this year, and then just really just kind of the idea of the new direction that we're going to head. And it was really cool, too, that actually the last night that we were there, Abby Wambach came and spoke to us. So she drove down from, Los Angeles, and spoke to us and took pictures and all that kind of stuff, so that was pretty cool.
I'm going to have to play ignorant there. Who's Abby Wambach?
She, Abby is the voted on, and not even really, I guess it's not even arguable, the greatest woman soccer player in the world right now. Oh. She's won gold now, I think twice, and I wish I should have remembered to tell you what the exact reward that she just won, but basically the same for the women that Messi just won for the men. So she is voted on as the greatest woman soccer player in the world. So
I got you.
Sorry.
That hurt my ears.
All right.
See, that was for dramatic effect. That's the kind of.
That's That's what we're working on here. Yeah. We got to get the dramatic effect in. Yeah, I could tell Claudia kind of like lit up when you said Abby Wambach, but I wasn't sure if she just like had a sneeze or something or what was going on. So, you know anything else about
those tacos that you had earlier? Is that what finally got you?
All right, Claudia, do you have any information about the award she just won? No.
Yeah, I wish I remembered the name of it. It's essentially like MVP for worldwide soccer, and she's the women's recipient. So
she's awesome.
She's awesome.
So I know Hope Solu plays goalie.
Oh my goodness!
But she's my. What is what position does Abby play?
I don't know.
She's a forward, maybe.
I think so.
She's a forward.
All right.
There's a cool Gatorade commercial that we just did with her. I think last year. So if y'all ever check it out, just Google it or YouTube it or whatever, and it's on there. So it's pretty cool.
All right, so earlier we were talking about all the different, you cover the high schools and athletic directors and colleges. Did you happen to mention pro sports?
I don't really do that. Maybe eventually, but really right now, that's more or less, we have another division of Gatorade that really handles that. There are essentially kind of another type of marketing manager, but they are tasked with, as a matter of fact, we met with some of them in San Diego. The really cool people, they basically handle either the NHL or the NBA and then various colleges, large colleges that we have deals with. So like a UT or an A&M, OU, some of the larger name schools like that, they handle all those accounts, and we kind of do it on a different level. So colleges, I'll work with an HBU. I'm going to be working with UTSA in San Antonio. So not necessarily like the major college entities. But
gotcha. I gotcha. Very cool.
What do you think about Gatorade versus chocolate milk for recovery?
I think that's one of those things that I would say it just sort of depends on the athlete themselves and their personal preferences. I think both are very beneficial. Both contain protein. Obviously, you get certain vitamins that you wouldn't get. You would get certain vitamins that you get in milk and things like that. Taste and consistency preference is really critical when speaking about the benefits of various products. So, I would really point to that. It just really depends on what an athlete needs to know their body, right? And so an athlete needs to know if milk is something that they would like to consume after they've worked out, and if not, then, we'd hope they'd give our product a look as well. Both have excellent benefits for post-workout because both have the protein for muscle recovery. That helps prevent muscle breakdown as well. Carbohydrates to replenish and the body, and then the electrolytes that you lose through sweat. So both contain that. I think when it really kind of comes down to this product versus that one, and I'm speaking mainly in regards to the youth athletes, it's important that they understand that a majority of youth athletes really just are not fueling their bodies correctly, either through skipping meals or maybe through an energy drink or a fast food and stuff
skipping
like that.
Skipping meals, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm sure you probably deal with that quite a bit, Jeremy. I mean, I know you're not all the kids are not always eating the right thing. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that through the education that we can kind of help to provide. And it doesn't necessarily always need to be Gatorade focused, even though obviously that's going to be where we're going to try to make it go. But just helping kids make right decisions and not doing dangerous things such as skipping meals or not drinking enough and getting dehydrated and things like that. So,
all right. So, what are some of the, you said your main goal or focus was education. What are some of the other, besides obviously this podcast? What are some of the other things that you would do to educate? Like, if I just called you, hey, Aaron, I want you to come educate my kids about Gatorade or nutrition or workout preparation and everything. So, what are some of the things that you might do there?
Well, I mean, we can, honestly, get creative with it. I've done large-scale educational events. There were a large soccer club down in Space City area, and we did a large PowerPoint presentation and had a big sampling and things like that, and even played some of the commercials for them so they could kind of understand the idea behind the commercial, what the idea behind the product is, and that sort of thing. So, it can be that. It could be, a simple sampling where, the kids are just trying out the products or a Q&A session. I mean, anything, really. It's we can get creative with it, and I try to get creative and try to get interactive with the kids because, kids, even though it is Gatorade and it's a sports entity, I don't kids not necessarily are going to sit there and just be glued to you. It's not like it's the most interesting stuff in the world to talk about all the time. So,
right.
But yeah, for sure. I mean, if we can get creative with it and kind of tailor it to, you know, if you came to me and had a question like that, then, you know, that'd be something that, you know, we could figure out on our own and kind of tailor it to your needs, I guess.
All right. So you've done any idea how many people were at that thing?
Gosh, 400 or 500.
So I mean that's going to cover just about any athletic period if we were to have you come and, you know, speak to an athletic period. That most schools, I don't think they have more than 400 athletes in a period, but
sure. Some have some really large ones. I mean, I know we also do it. We have Gatorade Weeks, and it's kind of an incentive based program that we have, and for schools that are working with us and purchasing our performance packages that we have that are discounted for high schools. Essentially, a school has to purchase a, you know, set amount to qualify. And then once they do, we have a select amount that we can offer to each school. So I'm starting my, I do my first one. I did 6 last year. I'm going to do 13 this year. And I'm going to do my first one next Monday with Katy High School. I think I even heard that they are going to have over 1,000 athletes involved. So obviously some of the Katy schools are very large. And for those, we do a 3-day sampling session. I'll do what we call the sports nutrition message on the first day to introduce the products and everything to them. And then day 2 and 3 and even day 1, they're able to sample the products and try it. And the athletic trainers will work with them and the coaches will work with them. And it's all free of cost to the school. So it's a pretty nice way to kind of do the educational portion.
So you'll be at Katy High School for 3 days doing this?
Yep.
Whole?
Yep.
Wow, it's pretty – yeah, it's not just like coming in, hey, guys, you should – eat better, and then, you know, here's some products.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because, I mean, I guess, I mean, that'd be the easy thing to do, right? But, no, we definitely want to try. And, you know, Katy has worked with us quite a bit, and they've really adopted the Prime Perform Recover, as have a lot of schools in the area. So, you know, again, we want to reward them and thank them for working with us. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for us to also help them, you know. Because, you know, I think sometimes kids can get kind of maybe tuned out, you know, when they hear the same voice over and over, even if it's a trusted voice, an athletic trainer or a coach. So, you know, if we can help them at all and come in and kind of impart the same message that they want to get across, then, you know, I'm all for that. And that's what we try to do. So.
All right. So we've had a registered dietitian come talk. I mean, then we have you come talk. How can we get these kids here to start eating breakfast? what's your plan, Aaron, Mr. Fix-It? Let's go.
Gosh, that's a good one. Well, you know, I think that's one of those things. I think as you get older, you put a little bit more stock in. I think, you know, I'm not saying I wasn't the greatest eater when I was young either. I definitely was no stranger to skipping meals either. But, you know, I think, you know, especially for an athlete, speaking in terms to athletes and when you talk to athletes about how crucial it is that they are well nourished and that they're eating the right meals and not skipping meals, and really how that can affect their performance. And obviously, high school sports around here, it's no stranger to anyone. I mean, it's heavy competition. I mean, it's not like really anywhere else. I've talked to market development managers across the country, and they look at the amount of work we do with high schools, and they're just kind of flabbergasted by it because it's not like that anywhere else. So, you know, when you can kind of talk to kids on that level and help them understand, you know, I mean, your competitors are most likely making the right choices. And, you know, do you really want to be behind? Do you want to have skipped a meal the night before and show up on an empty stomach when, you know, the guy across from you probably has eaten well? You know what I mean? And that will affect your performance. And a lot of the things that Gatorade's done as far as the GSSI, Gatorade Sports Science Institute, has shown that your performance is affected by what you put in your body. So
on following that note there, Gatorade Sports Science Institute, do you have any information about, like, is there a 10% decrease in efficiency if you don't eat breakfast or if you don't eat something beforehand, or like a, you know, something, anything, just off the top of your head, any numbers like that?
I'd have to look. I mean, I can't give you an exact number. I think it would depend on, it really kind of would depend on the individual. I mean, some individuals, some kids may be able to get away with, you know, cheating on the diet or skipping this and that a little bit better than another would, you know, because everyone physiologically, and I mean, it depends on your age, it depends on your weight, it depends on the frequency of exercise and all that kind of stuff. But I'd have to look into that to give you a specific answer on that one. But I know they have done research in that area. So
that's fair enough. All right, so the loud clanging you keep hearing is Suzette's bracelet. Suzette has a charm bracelet with about 47 charms on it. She keeps putting it on the desk, but it's part of her job. She's managing the screen over there. You just hear the clank, clank, clank. So just in case you're wondering, that's the roof's not falling. Yes, thanks, Claire. That's enough. All right. All right. So getting back to some of the student questions.
Tell us about the timing for drinking Gatorade versus water during competition.
Sure. I think the word timing is kind of the key word in that question. Water obviously has a benefit to an athlete, and it has had benefits to athletes, but the research that's been done by the Gatorade Sports Science Institute has shown that athletes who consume a carbohydrate electrolyte beverage such as Gatorade during competition were able to either kind of raise or maintain the level of performance, whereas people that were just consuming water, the performance would dip. The cognitive skills, the motor skills, the strength output, all those sorts of things are affected by it. Sweat is obviously not just comprised of water. It's a salty solution, contains sodium, potassium, other key electrolytes. Carbohydrates are the fuel that the body burns to compete. So when you're just taking in water, you are replacing the fluid. So that's obviously a step in the right direction. But there are other things that you're losing through the exertion, through the exercise, that you're not being able to replace by just drinking water. Speaking of your question with the Gatorade Sports Science Institute, here's one that I'll kind of try to rattle off. So one of the studies that I've looked at was one they've done, and I couldn't tell you the year, but it's been fairly recent. They had a simulated basketball game. So they had a placebo group that was just drinking the water, then another group that was drinking a carbohydrate electrolyte sports beverage such as a Gatorade. And they had both teams out there. They played the full four quarters, and they did. They tested them their vertical jump. They tested them on a 20-meter sprint before the game, and then they timed it again after. And then one group, obviously, again was drinking the carbohydrate electrolyte beverage, and they tested about a half a second faster on the 20-meter. I don't know exactly what the vertical was, but I know that was higher. And then, as I mentioned before, the motor skills. And the cognitive skills and the reaction times were all significantly faster too. So there is research
versus the control.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And if you ever are interested in that sort of stuff, one portion of the Gatorade website is the GSSI link. So there's a million and one studies on there. You can even Google it. I looked up one last night. I think it was University of Wisconsin. And just out of curiosity, Gatorade versus water. And it came up with essentially the same sort of results, just saying that water alone is not going to necessarily fuel you the best way when you're competing that way.
So you just mentioned the Gatorade rep side. Is there a, like, if someone wanted to go look up information, the best, you just Google it, or do y'all have a spot that is best for them to go look at?
Yeah, we do. We have a link. You can even type in GSSI if you want to Google GSSI, and then those studies are all there. I don't even know how many. I remember when I was interviewing for the job, I was just out of curiosity looking them up, and they even had podcasts such as this where they have various doctors and their specialty fields, some real niche fields, like, someone who just works primarily with Recoverer, and they have all these types of people that are involved, and then it's a question and answer sort of thing, and they'll get real into the actual chemistry of this and that, and it's pretty interesting stuff. So,
all right. So if you want to look, basically just Google Gatorade versus whatever water or GSSI if you want to find out more information. Of course, you could always type in a question if you're listening live, and then Suzette or Lorena, nothing over there. All right, I'm not sure what's happening over there. Maybe the battery's dead or something. Susan, nothing's been coming through on the social stream. Nobody's got any questions.
I'm just answering them left and right. I'm just firing them up before they can even answer them.
All right, so I think Karen's has kind of similar to do what we were just talking about, so go ahead.
I've heard you should be sweating for about 30 minutes before you need Gatorade. Can you comment on that?
Sure. I think that would ultimately depend on the athlete, their age, their body makeup, the frequency that they exercise. Kind of the same answer. I know that's unfortunately not like the most exciting answer, but it really is true. The one thing to remember about sports nutrition is that athletes need to understand their body and its responses to exercise and how it is fueled. And I think as athletes age and as they get older, they want to learn more and more. Speaking back to our friend Abby Wambach, she had mentioned to me, not to me personally, but to our group, she mentioned to us about back when she was in high school, and obviously she was an elite athlete at that time too, but she was eating McDonald's and she wasn't necessarily putting the right things in her body. And then as she aged, she understood the importance of putting the right things in her body and how much obviously it's made a difference to her. But you know, going back to your question, one thing I would ask would be, you know, is this person, are they a salty sweater? And by salty sweater, do they lose an abnormal amount of...
Leslie just volunteered to lick any sweaters to see if they're salty. So.
Yeah, she let up on that one. Huh? But, and you can actually even tell, I mean, you don't even have to really do anything too scientific on that. If you've ever noticed, if you have, if your sweat kind of has like a white coloration to it, or if you wear a dark shirt when you're exercising and you have white residue on there, that's, you're more than likely going to be losing more salt through your sweat than the normal person would. So for a person like that, or someone that's maybe prone to cramping, I would say I wouldn't want to wait 30 minutes, you know, to drink a Gatorade. A good thing to know too, that I would point out is knowing your sweat rate. For an athlete to understand their sweat rate, that's pretty crucial. And if, again, another thing you can Google, it's pretty straightforward stuff though. If you take your, I believe if you take your, you probably help me out with this, Jeremy, you take your.
Actually, I can. I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Sweat rate.
So you take your weight prior to exercise, you take your weight following exercise, you add that to, hold on, I think I wrote this down to help myself out. Yeah, okay, so you take your pre-exercise weight, subtract your post-exercise weight, add the total to the fluids you've consumed during exercise, and make that in ounces, and then divide that by the duration of the exercise, and you'll get your exact sweat rate. That'll kind of help you out to kind of answer that question as well.
Gotcha, so knowing your sweat rate. All right, so I guess all that goes back to whether or not they ate and how well they hydrated before, you know.
Right.
All right, so some of our coaches thought it was a good idea to... Hang on, Suzette, what are you doing? Thought it was a good idea to have the guys drink, you know, like 6 cups of water the day before the game, and then, or like even the day of the game, or they would do what they called a Gatorade walk. It's like the day before the game, you know, have them walk around the gym 6 times, and each time fill up a small cup with Gatorade and drink it while they're walking. What are your thoughts on something like that?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard of that before, but I mean, I think that sounds like a good solution. I think as long as they're hydrating to some degree before, I think that's a good idea. I know when I played football in high school, we would actually carry around like an empty jug and we just fill it with water, and we'd put one of those whole gallon jugs of water down during the day, and then when it came close to game time, that was before the prime and recovery days, but obviously the Gatorade was still around, so we would, you know, then we would just start drinking, you know, during the game and everything like that. But you know, I guess it really would, again, it just would depend on each athlete and on kind of what they can handle, and you know, some people's, you know, stomach is sensitive to this or that, and some people can get the benefit they need from water, some can't. So,
all right. So with like Katie, do you think that they use the perform or the Gatorade during practice, or do they use that during the games? Because, you know, honestly, what we do is we, for halftime of the game, we mix up a batch of Gatorade, but that's only the game. We don't do that for practice because it's just because of the cost.
Sure.
We can't, you know, mix up 10, 12, 20 gallons of Gatorade every day, but, I mean, 4 days a week. That's what I tell the kids with rehab or getting taped. If you don't get taped every day for practice, you practice 4 times as much as you play. Why would you need to get taped then? So are we wasting our efforts in fixing Gatorade just for the game? Or you're saying, or maybe we should figure out a way to do a little bit more during practice?
I definitely wouldn't say you're wasting your effort. No question there. I think I know schools that do Gatorade for practices. I don't know about all practices. Obviously, football kind of runs the town, you know, as far as high school sports are concerned. And I think a lot of the schools will, the football team necessarily will get that, and some of the other sports may or may not, depending on if a coach maybe has their own budget or something like that. But I think, and I guess, you know, maybe for two-a-days, for the early portion of the season when the kids are not really well-conditioned enough, I would say that would maybe be a time that I would say, you know, you might want to look into supplementing them with Gatorade as opposed to the water. In season, you know, maybe once things are going a little bit better, you know, maybe you want to try both. I'm not sure. It just depends. And the good thing, too, is that really, I know obviously I hear, you know, cost and budget a lot, especially when I work with high schools. And the good thing is that our performance package program that I kind of alluded to earlier is very affordable. And we absorb about 80 to 90% of the cost on that. So we really try to make that affordable for schools and for schools really on any type of budget. In addition to product, we have, you know, coolers and premium items and towels and squeeze bottles, all those sorts of things as well. So,
yeah, we that's how we typically when we buy Gatorade, that's what we do is we buy the sideline package or whatever.
Right.
And so we get coolers and usually we get water bottles so that we don't have to buy water bottles. And they're we really like the hands-free bottles. You know how you can just, the new bottles, they mm-hmm. have the squeeze so they don't have to open and close them.
Right.
Because, man, you get those guys out there playing football and they have their nasty hands in the dirt and sweat and then they go to put their hand on the top to open it. So I'm glad Gatorade has come up with or you know, really bought into the easy flow, is that what they call them? Do you have any idea? The bottles that they don't open and close anyways,
yeah,
you
no,
just
I know
squeeze
what you're
them.
About. I don't know the name specifically for that, but I know what you're talking about. But, yeah. But, yeah, there's nothing like a lineman digging their hand in there and trying to get that.
Yes.
Never the prettiest.
Or when they bite down on it to open it up, that's awesome, too.
Yeah, when you start seeing the teeth marks on the top, time to get some new bottles.
Yeah. So. All right.
What's new from Gatorade?
We've got a lot of new things on the horizon. As we had sort of discussed earlier, the Prime and the Recover portions of our G-Series line are relatively still new. We've got some new packaging that's going to be coming out this year specifically for the Recover shakes. They're going to actually have a plastic bottle as opposed to kind of like the little carton-looking apparatus that we have now for them. In addition to that, we've got some new flavors coming out. We have a new cherry flavor Gatorade Thirst Quencher. We have a new flavor of our Chews. Right now we have Cool Blue, Fruit Punch, and Orange, and then this year we're going to add Strawberry to it. So I have not tried that yet, but I've heard it's really good. But as always, I think, you know, Gatorade is going to try to kind of stay on the forefront as far as packaging proliferation and as far as flavors and those sorts of things. So always trying to add a little bit more to what we already have. That's a note we have on tap for this year. I think we even have a new bottle. We have like an internal name for it. I don't know what they're going to call it yet, but they have them on the West Coast. I actually was in a gas station and saw them, and they're pretty cool. So, you know, you have the 32-ounce Gatorades now, the really large bottom, and you really can't fit that into a cup holder. So these are kind of the answer to that. So it's larger than a 20-ounce, and it has a certain type of package to where water can't get inside of the label, so it won't leak all over the place.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
yeah, I always have to rip the label off if you stick it in the ice chest.
Exactly. So these new ones aren't going to have that. And they have I can't remember what they told me. So it's something new with the lip of it too. And I'm not exactly sure what the reasoning behind it is, but it's probably pretty functional. So so that's cool. I don't know when that should make its way here. I want to say by sometime next year, but I think West and East Coast have it right now. So
working towards the middle.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, so very cool. That's a cool new development. I tried the Gatorade Chews. Me and a couple of the coaches work out during the day, and we were going to go run, so we ran 2 miles. And it's like, I have these. Aaron gave them to me, so I'm going to try it out. I felt fine. I don't know if that was, you know, just because I was running slow or what, but I don't know. I don't know if I have a real opinion on whether or not it worked for me, but again, I'm not in any way a performance athlete, so just a guy that tries to stay in shape for the health of his family, you know, so. What's up?
I got a question. I know you lived, like, in a lot of different places, and you played football, so what's your favorite team?
Favorite NFL team?
NFL team.
It's hands down New Orleans Saints. Big New Orleans Saints fan. I don't want to hear any grumbling either. I'm looking at all of you right now.
No, that's my
hometown team. I've got no problem with the Texans. They're an AFC team. They're really not in our division. They're not on my most hated list, so I got no problem with the Texans. So.
See, that's like the people that love the Cowboys. I mean, if that's what
See,
you
that
grew
would
up?
Be my most hated number one.
Okay.
And I think we could probably all be in agreement on that.
You know, it's just there's nothing wrong with cheering for your hometown team and being a loyal fan. I like that. I like that. So, and then of course, you know, recently the Saints have been pretty, pretty impressive. So it's a little bit easier to jump on the bandwagon.
Not this last year, but yeah, we got our coach back. It's going to be, I think, a much better year. The NFL is kind of hopefully leaving us alone finally. We can go back to playing football. So that's what we're hoping for this year.
They just need some more Gatorade, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
All right, so I'll call up the New Orleans Saints and tell them they need some more Gatorade.
Call up Drew. Yeah.
All right, so Aaron, I think that's going to be about towards the end, but if somebody wants to contact you or maybe find out who their marketing rep or basically who you are in their area, how can they find that out?
I mean, they could shoot me an email. It's myself and Kristen Green is my counterpart, and she handles essentially the north part of the Houston area, and then she handles Austin as well and some other areas. So, and then we have two people in Dallas. So Texas is basically shared by the four of us. If anyone, again, would have any questions, they could email me. It's aaron.francel, F-R-A-N-C-L, at pepsico.com.
All right, and then so I think when I post this, hopefully I'll remember, I'll put a link to that where it'll, so you can click email him on our website. And then again, if you need that information, you can always contact me, and then I can send that to you because I got a card sitting right there on my desk. So anybody, any final questions, thoughts?
Nope.
Concerns?
No.
All right, so again, don't move yet. All right, Claudia, are you ready?
No. Of course, you have to mention the people who support us and GHATS for offering this as an educational opportunity for athletic trainers. Memorial Hermann for our guests and general support for sports medicine.
And I don't know if I told you this, Aaron, but we actually can offer CEUs for athletic trainers for this, for just listening live or after the fact. So right now you are providing professional development for athletic trainers along with education for students. So
glad I could help. Thank you all.
All right, Claudia.
I don't have any words.
You don't have any words of wisdom? All right, so I think Aaron said you got to kind of know your body and know what works best for you. So if you don't like drinking milk after you work out, then maybe go for one of the Gatorade recovery drinks. You know, if you are one of those people that has milk at every meal, then maybe you can just have chocolate milk after it, and that's what works best for you. But find what works best for you and definitely give the Gatorade products a shot. Does that work?
Works.
All right. So if you want to find out more information, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. Oh, wait, I forgot something in the announcements. I should have said this in the very beginning, and I thought I'm... Anyways, the next couple of episodes are going to start at about 10:30 instead of 10:15 because we've adjusted our bell schedule for testing preparation. And so at about 10:30 is when the episodes will start. And then also, before too long, we'll be moving the website to something completely different, but that's still in the works, so don't worry about that yet. But again, 10:30 is when we should be starting the next ones up until at least spring break. All right, so back to this. Again, our website, www.passingisd.org/phs/athletic-training. We can find out all the information. And Claudia?
Or you can follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med or Google Plus PHS Athletic Training or Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training or the office phone, which is 713-740-0310, extension 01312.
And we have yet to have a phone call from anybody about the podcast, but maybe one day we also will keep giving it out there. And then if you just happen to want to have all the podcasts in one place, you can download the app on Android only because the iPhone, iPod, whatever device one costs too much money for me to create.
Apple.
Yeah, the Apple one costs too much for me to create. For Jeremy.
Susie.
Claudia.
Lorena.
Karen.
Leslie.
Priscilla.
Karen.
Monica.
That's a wrap.
Your voice.